One of the blessings of priesthood is being invited to people's houses for lunch or dinner. And one of the places where you can find a moment of confusion might be when you go into the dining room, if nobody tells you where to sit right away. Now, I'm not one that suffers from a lot of social anxiety, so I am, usually just waiting for the family to tell me where to sit. But one time, when I was a deacon a couple years ago at a different assignment, I went into the dining room and decided that I would just pick a seat. And in keeping with the gospel, I picked a lowly seat. And sitting down, the chair was a little uncomfortable, but I didn't want to say anything because maybe the cushion was old or something. And when the family walked in a little confused, the mother asked me, "Father, did you mean to sit on our son's booster seat?" So now I always wait until somebody actually tells me which chair to sit in. When we hear what our Lord is saying today, it sounds almost like he has a beltway mentality, that it's this calculated idea of taking a lower place so that eventually you get taken to a higher place. And everybody will see that you were humble and therefore exalt you. But that's not the message of the gospel. The message is that we should rightly feel, each one of us, that we belong in the lowest place. No matter what our talents are, what our social status is, indeed, even what our holiness is. Because everything that we have is of God. St. Thomas Aquinas said that humility is truth. So we can be honest about the fact that perhaps we have great intelligence, or wealth, or we're attractive, or we're athletic. I'm none of those things, by the way, but if you are, God bless you. But we can be honest about that and say to ourselves, on the one hand, that's true, I have those gifts. But in the same breath, we have to say, and that's exactly what it is a gift. Even if we have the attitude that we've worked for everything that we have, there's a lot of hard workers that haven't been able to put two pennies together. And even a work ethic in and of itself is a gift of God. So really we bring nothing to the equation. The only thing that we bring that are completely our own are our sins. So each of us, no matter where we are, we don't have to deny who we are and what we have. But if we think that we should be honored because of it, then we're barking up the wrong tree. Rather, we have to know that everything is that gift and that those gifts were given freely and they can also be taken away. How many people who made it to great heights have gone so far and fallen so far because they didn't give credit where credit was due? So we have to look at everything as a gift. At the same time, we don't want to think of ourselves as wretched or unworthy or unloved, because that's certainly not the case. Because the one thing that we do have that we can boast in is the cross of Christ. Because, as St. Paul said, that boast is real. Because it means that we were able to become adopted sons and daughters of God. That by that dignity we're higher than the angels. So St. Catherine of Siena always talked about balancing out those two views. That we are an exalted people. We are the royal people of God. And so we should hold ourselves in high esteem and treat ourselves and others with that dignity. But at the same time, all of that is a gift, so we can take no credit ourselves. Having this balance in our lives, where we're not beating ourselves up, but at the same time not self-aggrandizing, is where holiness is found. Because in that way, we conduct ourselves as those with dignity, those who are sons and daughters of God Himself. But we give all the credit back to God. We have Him as our model. Because that adoption as sons and daughters of God is made possible by Jesus Christ, the Son of God by nature. So he has to be our great example. Jesus always took the lowest spot. He was the most humble, even though he actually created that which he had. And so it was not a gift, but rather part of his own nature. He could rightly boast of what he had. And yet he didn't. He gave us the example of taking the lowest place possible. And that lowest place was on the cross itself. But he also showed us that by taking that lowest place on the cross, the greatest good was accomplished. And God glorified him. The Father gave him glory because he took that low spot and turned it into the spot of salvation for each one of us. And that's the example that we have to follow. So two suggestions is one to always pray with humility. If we're not thanking God every day for the gifts that we've been given, then we begin to suspect that we are the ones who are responsible for having them. And that's the biggest problem. We all know people in the workplace or at school or even at home who are full of themselves, who think they're God's gift to the world. Well, they are God's gift to the world. All of us are, but not for the reasons that we suspect. I think that the reason that is so irritating to us when people build themselves up is because deep down we all know that what we have is a gift and that it can be taken from us. So if we're praying every day with real humility, thanking God for the gifts we've been given, then we'll begin to cultivate that humility of heart. And the second way is to really approach the sacraments with humility, with awe. So that when we go to confession, we're really pouring our heart out in humility before God. And we don't forget as soon as we leave that forgiveness that we were given. Rather, when we leave, we extend that mercy to everyone around us. Because we know that we didn't deserve that mercy to begin with, and yet it was given to us. So that even if we've been wronged, and we don't think the person who wronged us deserves forgiveness, well, neither did we. And that's where we begin to find that humility. If we do those things, if we're always putting ourselves in the presence of the Lord as the great gift giver and thanking Him, and if we're always extending mercy to those solely because we were given mercy without condition, then we will find that deeper holiness that comes from humility. And we'll have a great seat at the heavenly banquet. And God will make sure we don't sit on the booster seat.